There's certainly been a problem over the years, as I understand it, of these operations being performed without court approval by doctors who either don't know or ignore the requirements of the law. And I don't think that's satisfactory in any way.
What's your sense of why it isn't a crime at the moment?
I think there's always a degree of inertia, and I think sometimes these difficult areas tend to be avoided by politicians until they really have to do something about it.
Wouldn't criminalising sterilisations and making it a criminal offence risk driving it further underground but not stopping it,
though? Well, I doubt that. I mean, this sort of operation is normally performed by a doctor, and there's not many doctors who'll run the risk of being prosecuted and possibly imprisoned for undertaking a procedure that is not permitted by law. So I think it would largely solve the problem. I mean, you might find an odd, unscrupulous medical practitioner who'd breached the law, but I think it's very unlikely.
There might be some parents who listen to that, and might be parents, you know, directly involved in an issue like this, and who might think that is excessively intrusive on their lives, and that they deserve the rights to make the decisions for, you know, a daughter with a disability who can't. That, you know, yes, they might be protecting an unborn child. What do you say to that point of view?
Look, I have the greatest sympathy for parents in this position, and I know that there are a lot of parents who are very responsible and take these decisions very carefully. And in fact, the courts have always taken the parents' views very much into account in making their decisions themselves. But I think also that children do need protection.
How serious an offence do you think it would be? I mean, what's the scale of the moral offence that you feel it would be at the moment, even though it's not a legal crime?
Oh, again, very difficult to answer that. It's all of these, the morality and otherwise of these cases depends so much on the circumstances. I think the primary responsibility is on the professional who's doing something that he or she shouldn't be doing. I think you can only feel some sympathy for parents in these situations and when you're talking in terms of moral responsibility, because normally they'd be doing it because they felt they were doing the right thing. And in those circumstances, I would be reluctant to suggest that a particularly severe penalty should be imposed. I think it's probably good enough simply to have a penalty with a sanction of whatever the Parliament thinks appropriate attached to it. I think that would do the job. I don't think it needs to be, you know, up in the manslaughter class or anything like that.
Just why do you think it's so important that there is an independent step involved in this?
I think because of the emotional issues concerned, and because parents, it's such an emotional issue that it's very hard for them to be objective anyway. Should it be just a decision between the parents and the doctor? Doctors come in all forms. Again, some are extremely responsible, but others perhaps aren't, and perhaps they may be driven by personal views, religious views, and the like. So I think an independent assessment with the child's interests as the primary object is essential to protect the child.
Back to the unapproved sterilisations, which, you know, you've mentioned and other people have told us that it is happening. What's your sense of how prevalent it is now compared with, say, 10 or even 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, certainly it was prevalent after Marion's case. I recall speaking to a medical group in Queensland, and that happened to be in Brisbane, and the doctors there were expressing the view that the court had no right to interfere with their decisions in these matters, and were saying that they were going to proceed as they always had. Now, I think that attitude has modified since then. I think most doctors, and I think most hospitals, are very cautious about permitting operations that might not comply with the law. But I think the fact that there's no sanction still must tend to encourage the performance of these operations. And I know that some statistics were taken out some years ago which suggested that they were taken on in relation to Medicare and the like, which suggested that the prevalence was quite high compared with the number that had actually been approved.
This debate has been around for decades. I mean, going back to when you were presiding over cases like this a few decades ago, how confident or how hopeful or how likely do you think it is that something will change now?
That's always a good question when you're dealing with a parliament that's balanced as the federal parliament is at the moment.
Do you think that something's starting to change on it, though? Or
I think
really?
Well, it may depend on what the committee reports. If for example, there was an all-party position on it, well, that would be great, and they could deal with it. If it became a subject of political controversy, I think it would be difficult to get consensus on it.
What about community attitudes, though?
I would have thought the community would at least prefer some clarity in what the law was in relation to these issues, and if the law is to be that a consent is required, then it ought to be capable of being enforced. If, on the other hand, the community doesn't want it enforced and wants to have, in effect, open, revert to the old system of parental consent, that's another matter, but I think that would not be protective of children in any way. And I think that should be the primary object of this sort of exercise.
Would it be a crime on behalf of the doctor and or the parents? What exactly would be the nature of what you're proposing?
Well, I think the performance of the procedure would be the crime. That's a matter that could be discussed, but my view is that would be the crime. But, of course, parents who aided and abetted it would be guilty of an offence as well.
You presided over sterilisation cases.
Yes.
Just how emotionally sensitive are they to be involved in?
Oh, extraordinarily difficult. The issue often depends upon the degree of intellectual disability that the person has. Quite clearly, if it's a mild, relatively mild disability, there should be no question of sterilisation. The ones that I dealt with were at the other end of the spectrum. They were cases where the girls in question had really no understanding or appreciation and would not have had any appreciation either of the significance of a sexual act or what a sexual act was and the consequences. And they certainly wouldn't have had the capacity to bring up a child. So in those circumstances, you can well understand parents wanting the girl to be protected from that possibility, and it seemed to me that there's still a strong case for that, but I know there are others who would disagree with that.